Welcome along to episode 768 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest here with you as ever. And coming up on the show this week, first, Townsend let us know about the latest series of Car SOS. We'll be having a natter with Neil Foster. What about Awful Auntie that's at the Wolverhampton Grand from the 28th to the 31st of March? We'll be hearing about a brand new trading card game, Star Wars Unlimited, from someone you may recognise from Return of the Jedi. That's Danny Sapani. We'll be having a natter with Tyler West, who's a DJ, celebrity, presenter, and Minecraft addict, particularly when it comes to saving cash on some his appliances by recycling the old ones, courtesy of Currys. Plus, Dr. Zoe Williams reminds us all about the National Lottery Open Week as we find out how it could be good for your well-being. That's all on the way on the show this week.
Welcome to the Milk Bar. 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 Welcome to the Milk Bar.
From the 28th through to the 31st of March at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre, you will find Awful Auntie, the David Walliams book being brought to life by the Birmingham Stage Company. To tell us more about the whole show and his part in it, I'm joined now by Neil Foster. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Hello. Nice to talk to you.
Well, good to catch up and good to see what's going on. So tell us a bit about Awful Auntie and your role in it.
Well, it's one of David Walliams' greatest books that he's written. And I am playing Auntie in it. And it's this fantastic comedy thriller that David's written. And we've transformed it into this amazing show on stage with a brilliant cast that we've got and the most fantastic set that I'm looking at for the first time today, because we open next week and we're really looking forward to coming to Wolverhampton, one of our favourite venues at the Grand.
It's going to be absolutely amazing. And I mean, these books themselves, kids absolutely adore them. And seeing that magic from the page brought to life on stage is a great introduction to theatre and something that they'll have read probably 8, 9, 10 times plus, but they still love the story and want to see and hear it again.
Well, there's such a big difference between reading these great books and then, as you say, seeing it come to life, having actors dressed in the most extraordinary costumes on this fantastic set. You know, we've got everything that the story has in it, because what David really likes about us when we do our shows like Gangster Granny and Demon Dentist and Billionaire Boy that we've done previously is that we really bring the whole show to life exactly as he wrote it. So if you have expectations of the book, we really deliver. So there is an owl in the show that is the role of Wagner. You know, I am Auntie in all her glorious wickedness and naughtiness. We've got fantastic young actress playing Stella and Soot, and it keeps you on the edge of your seat for the whole hour and three quarters that the show runs for.
And with the way the story starts off and Stella having an interesting time of it upon a trip to London with her parents, obviously it gets intriguing. And as you've mentioned, Aunt Alberta isn't exactly, it seems, maybe the most truthful of aunties.
No, David has created in Auntie one of the great characters. I mean, very much in the style of Roald Dahl. She's very, very funny and very wicked. And Stella was on her way to London with her parents and there was a terrible accident. Stella's ended up waking up from a coma and her aunt is there to tell her what happened. But aunt's version of what happened turns out not to be the truth. And in fact, Stella's in for the fight of her life to try and survive her awful auntie, who wants to get hold of the stately home that is their place where they live. And it's this battle. It's this two-hour battle, basically, between these two women, Auntie and Stella. And Stella only survives because she meets a ghost called Soot. Soot the chimney sweep, and together those two children battle the auntie to see if they can stay alive and keep the hall from being taken over by this monstrously hilarious woman.
And what's it like bringing a character like Auntie to life? Because I know you've played larger than life characters in the past, and this is another great opportunity to shine, show off, and have some great fun with some comedy.
Yes, I mean, I think the closest I've ever played to it is I play Grandma in George's Marvelous Medicine, which we've done all over the world, and as you know, she was extraordinary world are created, and David has done something very similar with Auntie, and she's fantastic to play because she is, when you get that mixture of someone who's very funny but very wicked at the same time, it's what I really, you know, what you want to do is be scary and make the children laugh at the same time, so they find you scary but they find you funny all the way through, because that's such a wonderful combination. And that's the gift that David is with the story, and I get a chance to play. I do have a very lovely costume and a very lovely wig, and you won't know it's me by the time I've got everything on.
David also seems to write something of himself into many of his characters too, and I should think that makes it good fun too.
Yes, I mean, I'm sure this is a part that either David Walliams could play. The other person who I think will be wonderful at playing that part would be Matt Lucas. Funnily enough, I think he'd be an amazing auntie. So yeah, of course, David and Matt have dressed up as women in many of the shows that they've done on television. And I'm sure when David was writing it, he could see himself playing auntie. He would be magnificent. But tough luck, David. I've got the part and I'm playing it. And you're just going to have to sit and watch. But of course, that's going to make me more nervous than I've ever been to actually perform this role in front of David Walliams on stage when he comes to see it. So that'll be quite a performance.
I tell you what, if there's anybody who can ace this, it is absolutely you. So I don't think we've got any worries there. I'm sure Mr. Walliams will be appropriately impressed with the magic that's brought to life with this on stage. Awful Auntie, as I say, is at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre from the 28th through to the 31st of March. Tickets at grandtheatre.co.uk or call the box office on 01902 429212. But Neil Foster, have a fantastic time with it. Break a leg and make sure that you're appropriately naughty as an awful auntie as you tour the UK, stopping off at the Grand this March.
Marvellous. I will certainly do my very best. I think we're in for a really fun ride.
Now, National Geographic had done a bit of research to tie in with the launch of a brand new series of Car SOS. So tell us about the research and what's going on your telly. I'm joined now by Fuss Townsend. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm all right. How's your world? You keeping out of trouble?
Yeah, well, no, getting into lots of trouble, mostly of the rusty kind. But yeah, you know, that's what I like to do.
You've always been a man for getting your hands dirty, whether it's producing the wonderful music we've heard from you in the past or whether you're putting vehicles together as you do these days.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, and I know you're Wolverhampton based, so I spent many, many happy hours getting old bits off buses off at the back of Wolverhampton bus depots at Cleveland Road and Park Lane. So I know the town very well, better than
absolutely. So what is going on here? Because this research is telling us that it seems that most of us wouldn't be tempted to change a car tire. I have to be, I'm on that list. This is why I have breakdown recovery. But we can do these things, can't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, what I would say is if you don't know, don't attempt it yet. The first thing to do is find out how to do it. Well, here's my maxim. RTFM. Read the flipping manual. So that's read your car's manual to find out where everything is. First of all, you need to find out whether your car has a spare tire, because a lot of modern cars do not carry them. They just have tire inflation kits, but it's worth knowing how to use that as well. The tire inflation kit is like a can of like an aerosol can of spray foam, and you it comes with a little adapter to attach onto your deflated tires valve, which you should know where that is because you should be checking your tire pressures every week anyway. Attach it to that, then spray it, and it should hopefully give you enough inflation of the tire to get you out of trouble and get you off to a tire bay where you can have everything changed, get a new tire on there, or get the tire repaired that you've got on there. But if you do actually have a spare on the car, then it's worth knowing how the procedure of how to actually take the old wheel off and put the new one on. But of course, you should only do that if you're in a safe place, and a safe place means away from any traffic and not on a slope and not on soft ground, because all of those things can get you into terrible danger. If you're unsure at all, don't do it, even if you know how to do it.
Yeah, get recovered. That's the safest option then. And so that's my issue is I have a pram wheel in the back of my car. So, you know, one of these ridiculous, but exceptionally useful at times, temporary wheels. So I'd much rather keep that for best and get a tyre recovery company out to come and change the tyre. That's what I did. I was actually coming into Volvo, going off to the Arena Theatre. And yeah. I parked a short way away from the theatre. It was a really snowy night. I took a corner that I drive around every week and clipped the tyre. wrecked the tire wall. I got a flat tire by the time I parked up. And what I managed to do was I rang my my breakdown recovery people. They came out within at the interval in the show. I missed about 5 minutes of the show getting back from the interval after having a tire changed. It was absolutely brilliant work from the whole team. But it's so much safer than me doing it, because it wouldn't be good.
Well, that's right. And of course, the recovery services are prepped for doing exactly this. A huge percentage of their call-outs are for flat tires. So that's what they're primed to do, and they can get you out of a hole pretty quickly. But of course, not always very quickly. I actually got caught out. Caught out within the past 6 months. Mm-hmm. I was driving a modern car, didn't have a spare wheel. And also, because it too punctured on the wall, the tire inflation kit wouldn't work on that. So I had to wait at the side of the road. And the guy who came out to help me out had a proper good old chuckle when he realised it was me. Took plenty of photographs.
Well, yes, I can imagine. Yeah. So you got a list of 10 celebs, people would like to want with them during a breakdown. You're on my list as a celeb who I'd want with me if my car breaks down. So,
thank you very much, Jason. I would, I think I'd probably be quite useful. But who would you choose off the list?
Well, you're within the top 10. We've got Vin Diesel, Jackie Stewart, Tom Cruise, Daniel Craig, Jason Statham, The Rock, Damon Hill, Bear Grylls, Jensen Button, or Lewis Hamilton. I think I'd probably go Bear Grylls on the grounds that if you're stuck there for a while, at least you can knock up something out of roadkill. So that's right.
Yeah, rub a couple of sticks together, make a fire, get something on there.
That would work. So that's where I'd go with that. Who else would you choose alongside you, apart from your missus?
Well, I suppose, of course, first and foremost, who would I choose? Well, out of the list of 10,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably go for Jackie Stewart, because I'd carry on doing the tire myself, but I'd love to hear some of the stories. So that'd be great.
This is it.
Although maybe The Rock, if you don't know how to use your jack, he could probably just lift the car up for you.
Straight up, that'll do the job. But, I mean, what have you got in store for us on the new season of Car SOS?
That's right. So every Thursday from the 7th of March at 8 p.m. on National Geographic. But, we've got 10 more cars, 10 more really wonderful, wonderfully deserving people as well. Some very compelling stories of great bravery amongst some of the recipients, and also just some really, really lovely people there. And Car SOS is really a car show. It's nominally a car show, but actually I think it's more of a people show, because mm-hmm. you have the wonderful nominators at the beginning nominating their loved one, and then you get the reveal at the end where their loved one actually gets their car back. It's all done in secret, so they don't know it's happening. Their friends and family have a fantastic day together. Somebody gets their car back that they've been struggling to do for many years, often decades sometimes. And it just puts them back on track a little bit, puts lives back on track. They may have been having a difficult time, could be through illness, could be through something else. It's just a lovely thing to do. And it's a fantastic privilege to be part of witnessing those moments when they get their cars back. So it's a feel-good show. There's a little bit about cars, but actually a lot of people who don't like cars watch Car SOS.
The good bit for you is, as well, I know you love doing this as well, not just for the people, but also for the car's sake as well, because there's nothing better than preserving something and avoiding it end up on a scrap heap.
Well, that's right. I mean, again, you know, there's a good, a really good trend now, which is towards either repurposing items or restoring things. I think it's a great thing. You know, I used to knock up my own clothes. I'd go down to Birmingham's rag market, get a bit of material, and I'd knock myself up a pair of ill-fitting trousers for a Saturday evening in very gaudy colours. But, you know, I think would find it very rewarding to bring back a little manual dexterity, if they're able, into their lives, and a little bit of knowledge of how to make things or repair things is wonderful. You know, my old mum, who's long gone now, but she was the person who taught me how to build a go-kart out of soap boxes and planks and old pram wheels and stuff. I don't think there's enough of that sort of thing going on. So a bit of hands-on stuff, it'll bring some joy into your life.
Yeah, you were riding around the street to Sutton Coldfield and something knocked up out of a few, again, the pram wheel that would probably sit in the back of my car quite comfortably.
I did. I can tell you, getting to the bottom of Trinity Hill in Sutton Coldfield in a soapbox carty with only a stick rubbing against the back wheel to try and stop you, that's quite something. I've lived to tell the tale.
Okay, favorite car of the series. Come on, what's that?
A 1962 TVR Grand Tourer, or Grand Tourer, as I'm told that it's supposed to be, but it's a Tourer. It's a Grand 1962 TVR Grand Tourer. Absolutely, it'd been off the road for over 40 years. I would estimate it'd been off the road for probably 50 years plus. And it's now back to where it should be. It looks lovely. It's a great little thing from the era, and that post-war era, the first 15 to 20 years post World War II, where manufacturers thought, do you know what? We're going to build a car. And they just built it. They built it however they liked. And, you know, whether they got it right or wrong, it was out there. And we've spent the following 50 years getting them right. So it's great fun. You know, I think it's a great little car. That's my one. But the best reveal, I would go for the Triumph TR7.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that is another beautiful car, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. This one comes with a few twists and turns. I don't want to give too many spoilers, but wow, the reveal was one of the most touching that I've witnessed.
That's going to be well worth a watch. National Geographic is your home. It is Thursday nights, and it's going to be worth checking out. You're on catch up as well, though, aren't you? So people can do this anytime.
Yeah, exactly. It's the modern world, so get it when you can.
Okay, but don't watch it in your car unless you're stationary, pulled over, and you may be waiting for someone to come and fix your tyre. It'd be great viewing then, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah, well away from your car.
Well, it's always good to catch up with you. Thanks for joining us. I'm glad you've enjoyed the series. I know we'll enjoy watching it. And keep up the good work as you help more people with Car SOS.
Well, thank you for having me on, Jason. Been my pleasure.
Now, the National Lottery Open Week for 2024 is about to begin, bringing a great range of new things to try out and about that could be good for your well-being. To tell us more, I'm joined now by Dr. Zoe Williams. Hello.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm good, and good to talk to you again. And an interesting preventative topic of conversation today.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, nobody will be surprised to hear that some consumer research from the National Lottery has shown that people are spending more times than ever sat in front of a screen, whether that be their laptop at work or their phone scrolling social media or TV. So one way to prevent the potential health deficits from screen time is to focus on getting out there, trying something new, something active, arts, etc. So that's what I'd love to talk to you about today.
Yeah, because I mean, the opportunity to be able to go out there between the 9th and 17th of March, armed with a lottery ticket to gain entry to some brilliant events, either with a discount or a full ticket freebie. There's some great things out there. And these are all the sites that actually get supported by the National Lottery itself.
Yeah, exactly. So I think in the West Midlands, there's the think tank at the Birmingham Science Museum. So during this week, where the National Lottery are basically just saying a massive thank you to anybody who supports the lottery, because it actually raises £30 million every week, which goes to many good causes, including the Birmingham Science Museum. So they're offering 50% off entry. And also the RAF Museum in the Midlands, they're offering a 2-for-1 on the 4D theatre and flight simulator. But there are so many different activities, sites, museums, National Trust sites, arts opportunities that people can get involved with. So the best thing to do really is to go onto the website, which is nationallotteryopenweek.com, see what's going on, see what kind of a discount or maybe even a freebie you get just by simply presenting a National Lottery ticket or scratch card. It doesn't even need to be a new one. It can be an old one.
Yeah, and it's some of these things you need to book in advance, so you'll be able to get those details online. But this is all about opening up our minds and getting out, maybe getting a bit of fresh air, having a walk around. If you know you need an accessible site, there's plenty of those too. And this is all about having just that bit of fun. And it will trigger things, won't it? Your mind will suddenly start bursting into life with these glorious new experiences.
That's it. I think often the most difficult thing when for most of us, we know we want to get out there and try new things, have adventures, but often the most difficult thing is just getting started. So I think that Open Week offers a really great opportunity to take that first step. In the research that they did, they found that in the West Midlands, 22% of people consider scrolling through social media a genuine hobby. But also 51% said that they do have hidden desires to try something new. So the majority of people in the West Midlands do want to get out there, do something new, try something new. So I think this is a really good opportunity to get online, see what's available. Ironically, get online to see what's available. but just use that for the planning a bit and get out for a day out, take the family. There's loads of stuff that's family friendly, as well as things that might be just for the adults to enjoy on their own.
Absolutely. And so using the internet as a gateway to the real world is much better than just using it as a replacement for it, isn't it?
I think so, yeah, because we spend so much time, don't we, thinking, oh, I'd really love to try photography, or I'd love to try art. And we know that things that are artistic, that spark up that part of our brain, the creative part of our brain, can actually help improve mental health, can make us a bit sharper, can even improve the cognition of our brains. It's really important that as we get older, we continue to keep learning and also to do things that are interesting and that excite us. And usually these things involve an element of physical activity as well, which of course has so many health benefits. So whilst thinking about our screen time and trying to put things in place to reduce it, one approach to that is actually taking up a new hobby, which gets you away from your laptop, your TV and your phone, and starts, you know, opening up that part of your brain that can do so much good for you.
Yeah, and with the lottery in its 30th anniversary year this year as well, it's another good reason to go out there and celebrate. And so with the brilliance funds that come from the lottery into so many arts and social projects, again, it by playing with one ticket a week, we can make such a huge difference. And you never know, you might even become a millionaire too.
Exactly. I think, you know, people should be very aware that the chances of winning are very, very low. But I think, you know, knowing that money is going to thousands of good causes around the UK, you know, supporting wildlife, supporting the opportunity for children to get involved in sports and activity, supporting history and supporting the opportunity for people to get out there and do things that they enjoy and that they find interesting. So, you know, knowing that money is actually going to fund good causes, I think it's, even for those of us, I'm not much of a gambler, but, you know, buying a lottery ticket every now and again, it feels like you're doing something charitable, whilst also there's that little bit of hope that you might just win.
There is a chance, and if you're not in it, you can't win it. But always worth having a go, and but always, you know, play sensibly, and be gamble aware as well. So there is exactly. Help out there if you do need it. Yeah, lotterygoodcourses.org.uk is where you can see all that's being supported. Give us that web address again for where we can find out about the Open Week this year.
Yep, so it's nationallotteryopenweek.com, and on there you can just find out everything that's going on in your area, and also if you fancy going further afield, you can have a look what's going on further afield as well.
Well, Dr. Zoe Williams, as ever, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Now, a very familiar face on our screens has got an awful lot going on in his world at the moment, including getting excited about a trading card game. Danny Sapani joins me now to tell me more about what's happening. Hello, sir.
Hello. Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How's it all going, and how do you fit it all in?
I ask myself that question every day. I'm very fortunate to have a great support network around me in terms of my family and you know, team. So yeah, here I am.
And an amazing agent as well, which always helps too, doesn't it?
Yeah, that does help a great deal. Somebody else to do all the admin and people who obviously love that and are very good at that sort of thing. So I can just get on with the acting.
That's the way it works. And I mean, we've seen you everything from Black Panther, Little Britain. There's the wonderful work in in Star Wars. What's been your favourite over the last few months? Because, I mean, your favourite over the decade must be harder to choose.
Well, as they say, you're only as good as your last job. I'm working on King Lear at the moment at the Almeida Theatre, which plays until the end of March. And just before that, last year I did the Ministry of the Ungentlemanly Warfare, which is a Guy Ritchie movie, and another film called The Amateur, which will be out later on. in the year. The Way as well, which is Michael Sheen's debut as a director. And I think that's on BBC Two at the moment. So yeah, it's been really, really busy. But the most exciting thing that I'm here to talk about today is this Star Wars Unlimited trading card game.
And that, and this is impressive stuff. I mean, have you got your own card? Or do you feature?
No, I don't. I don't. Not yet. I'm sure when they update the game, and they'll be adding the medical frigate captain to the list.
Well, I think that's a big part to play in this. I think every medical frigate needs its captain, so you've got to have the trading card.
Yeah. And he's a very, very important character in The Last Jedi. You know, it's a brief moment, but it's a huge sacrifice. And you know, this is I'm just very happy to have been part of this incredible franchise. I was a big fan of Star Wars as a kid, and I think this game does exactly what it says on the tin. Sort of strategy-based game that gives you lots of different ways in which to engage with this brilliant, legendary franchise.
And that's it. I mean, you've got characters that everyone will recognize, and there are so many people in this Star Wars universe. You find all these extra people and characters, and you get to tell a story, and you get to live their story as well, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's, you can't beat a good story, right? It's why Star Wars has lasted for so long and continues to delight audiences all around the world from all ages. And it's this game's no different. You know, it will appeal to fans and non-fans alike.
With the fact that it covers such a huge franchise, and there'll be regular releases of three sets per year of additional top-up cards on this
I
think it's the expansion thing as well, isn't it? It's not just going to stop. It's something that's just going to keep growing.
Absolutely. And there's so many different ways in which to engage with this game. And I, you know, I'll certainly be playing it in the green rooms and in the pub, as I think many people, many others will.
If there is somehow a return to the franchise, there might be an interesting one to actually play in the green room on set there too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to reappear in some shape or form. But I'm just happy to have been involved. You're obviously a big Star Wars fan, are you?
Well, I saw the first film at the cinema in 1977, and I am showing my age now, but it was just captivating. And obviously the ultimate accolade is to end up with an action model of yourself. So again, that's something to aim for if you can get back there, because that would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, very, very, very. I would certainly not. I'd put that on my mantelpiece, that's for sure.
That'd be good. But I say it is one of those sort of groundbreaking franchises that is accessible to so many people, because it is a space story, but it's not just a space story. It's a story of a human or whatever species technically everybody is, Endeavor. I've never worked that bit out, but they all look like us, so it works. But it is about that tale to tell. And again, this is something which is borne out in the game itself.
Yeah, limitless possibilities. So many ways in which you can, strategize and find ways to kind of beat your opponent, either, you know, by shielding your allies as Skywalker, or going on the defensive as Darth Vader. It's got sort of so many different endless possibilities because of the great sort of store from all the films, and like you say, the characters, some characters that you might not recognize, you know, but have sort of appeared in one moment, back in sort of 1977 or more recently, and it's great to watch the head to head in battles to save the universe and mankind against the dark forces. It's just such a brilliant story. I mean, I think there's even a religion, isn't there, for Jedi?
For people will put Jedi down on the census as their way of life. I mean, if they can use the Force, that'd be impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, which are you going to play as, good or evil?
Ah, God, I think I'm always drawn to the dark side, just as you know, because it's where all the best tunes are played. But but I do love all of the heroes as well. It's very hard to differentiate. It depends on what mood I'm in, I guess.
You'll be collecting the cards, as will many other people. So it has now launched. Where do we go to get our hands on this?
You can get it at local stockists or local game stores. You can find out more about it online, StarWarsUnlimited.com, or on social media sites, Fantasy Flight Games, social media channels all across, and you can get more information there.
So we're looking for Star Wars Unlimited, and it is, because there's going to be so many add-on packs that you can choose to use, or not, as the case may be. It's not going to be essential, but you can grow your Star Wars universe through the expansion packs that are there. And it's going to be fantastic. We're looking forward to your card. It will be there soon, won't it, Danny?
I hope so.
I want a signed, framed copy there, because that will be worth a bit of cash come years to come.
Yeah.
We'll have to work on that one. Meanwhile, yeah, we look forward to seeing you in the stuff that you've got coming out in the near future. Most notably, April sees the release of the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, so that will be great to see on our screens, and all your other stuff too. But keep up the good work. We're looking forward to seeing you, maybe a return to the Star Wars franchise and more excitement to ensue. But for now, Danny Savani, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jason.
Now, although 75% of us are worried about things going to landfill when it comes to the world of tech, it doesn't stop 60,000 tons every couple of weeks heading exactly that way. To tell us more about a new scheme to help avoid that, I'm joined now by DJ Tyler West. Hello, sir.
Hey, good to see you, man. How are you?
I'm all right. Good to see you again. And lots going on in the world of tech, which means we are constantly upgrading our devices. Now, whilst in some cases they get moved through the family and recycled that way, it's not always the case, and couriers are here to help.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's been, we're all kind of guilty of hoarding those extra electrical items or those wires or, you know, that bit of tech junk underneath your bed in your loft. Just for no reason whatsoever. So yeah, it's actually about doing something and recycling responsibly with them. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, because you've probably got about 400 pairs of blown out headphones stuffed in a cupboard somewhere, haven't you?
Have you been in my cupboard?
It's that bad, isn't it? Come on, it's that bad. I've got the same as preferred, but there you go.
So we've just moved house, right? And my partner Molly, she came into the bedroom and she said, "Look, Ty, you need to sort through this because I'm not doing this." And I was like, "How bad is it?" And there was like two massive boxes just full of just like extension leads, of wires, of old headphones, of my old PlayStation, like spare controllers and things like that. Things that I'm never going to use, but I'm just holding on to just in case. But it's actually come to the point now where we've got no space for it. So I have to get rid of it. So it couldn't have come at more of a good time, like this Curry's Trash Tycoon creation within the world of Fortnite, and also their Cash for Trash scheme. Meaning that I can actually do something with it, get a little bit of cash for it, and recycle responsibly, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, because I mean, mostly you've found out about this because you are a Fortnite player, aren't you? I mean, this is how it works for you.
I'm a big gamer. I always have been, but even like my partner though, Molly, like she's not a massive gamer. I couldn't get the controller off of her the other night for 2 hours. Like, she was living it up. So, and I feel like it is. It's for all ages. It's for anybody that wants to come and dive into the world of Fortnite, dive into Trash Tycoon. And basically, it's taken, what they've done is they've taken the 60,000 tons of tech trash that's produced by the UK each week, and they've put it into this world, into this map, where your character can run around, smash up tech trash, take it to the Cash for Trash recycling machine, and then level up your base, your character, in it, like where he is in the game. Meaning that then you can screenshot that, and this is the exciting bit. They've got a competition on at the moment where you put that screenshot online, you take it over onto X, and then you have the chance of winning over £1,000 worth of tech goods with Curry's. So, you know, if that's not a reason to just carry on gaming, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and then when the winner gets the grand's worth of goodies, they can basically take all their old stuff into Curry's and get that recycled too.
You see, you're a businessman. I love this. Yeah, because if you take your old tech trash down to Curry's, you can actually get at least a £5 voucher for any bits as well. This is any bits, like those old wires, those, you know, those busted headphones, whatever it may be.
Yeah, and for the fact that there's 880 million unused and broken tech items across the UK, now that means you've got at least 5 or 6 each at the very least, even though you've got a big lion's share of that 880 million.
I definitely do have loads in my house. I think it works out on average about 31 items per household. Now, if you can hear my voice, without a doubt, you can think of at least two or three items in your house which are never being used. They're just sat there collecting dust. And at some point, you're going to do that clear out. And as easy as it is to just quickly do that, oh, I'm just going to bin that electrical item real quick. I'm just going to throw it in the bin. Like, two-thirds of Gen Z say they're more likely to bin it than responsibly recycle it. So if we can sort of turn that around and actually, you know, provide forward this opportunity and, you know, make sure everybody knows how they can responsibly recycle, we're not only doing better for the environment, but you're also doing better for your pocket. It's a bit of a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the lithium that's in there, the gold, all this sort of stuff, that can be reused. It will use less water and electricity, mm-hmm. getting this stuff out of the ground again. And even the plastics and the glass can sometimes be recycled too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Literally anything. Everybody will be surprised as to what you can take down to your local Currys. But they're everywhere as well. They're all up and down the UK. So you're never too far from one.
Yeah, so you've got an entire carload that you'll be made to take?
Absolutely. And then I'm upgrading everything in the house.
How many £5 vouchers have you got now? Come on.
Exactly. Well, it's at least a £5 voucher. So it could be more. It could be more. So I've got to go down there. I'm just collecting up my box and I'm ready to go.
Okay, that sounds good to me. But where do you get all the details on this and how do we find the Tech Trash game in Minecraft?
So you can, on Fortnite, you can dive into the world of Trash Tycoon. The map's there, it's created, ready for you to explore and build up your base. And then also if you screenshot that again, as I said, and upload it over onto the Currys X page, there's a post over there with more details on how you can be winning that tech prize over £1,000 worth. But also if you go onto the Currys website, they've got more information on the Cash for Trash scheme and how you can get involved. And if you just pop into store with your old tech trash as well, then you're in that situation where you can grab one of those vouchers and be living your best life.
Yeah, so once you've got your voucher sorted, how big is your telly now? How big is it going to be afterwards?
Well, it's at a 30-inch at the moment, but I might add 20 more inches into it. Every inch helps, you know what I mean?
I think it's important. It's a great way of seeing the detail when you're watching stuff on telly. And I assume exactly. Yeah, people do that when they're watching you on TV. It's like having you in the room with you, but they're, yeah, as it happens.
DJ I think Tyler so. West. I don't know if that's a blessing.
I did that. They love you for it. Come on. It shows off the hoodies really well. Have a brilliant time, mate. Keep up the good work, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, Jace. Cheers, man.
That's it all for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. Back with episode 769 next week. I'll see you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.